My name is Sarah Diamond Burraway. I'm from Flatwoods, Kentucky, and this is a nonfiction piece called Flower Garden in Black and White. Even after her mind started to slip, she still had her flowers. Not from seeds or store-bought starts, no roots balled in peat moss and plastic, but flowers that she had seeded herself and moved from house to house, sharecropping as she and Grandpa did with their dozen kids all over the county. My dad's mom's last garden was at the house on Twin Branch, the last house she lived in before her mind left her, rushed to its conclusion, I always thought, by the state taking eminent domain so the Corps of Engineers could flood the holler, making way for Yatesville Dam. Rows of lipstick and bubblegum-colored zinnias. Peonies, or as she called them, pineys, with sweet-scented pearly heads in the May rains, bowing to the start of summer, all washed away in the name of flood control, recreation, and tourism. In her good days, Grandma's rambling roses were enviable, traveling up trellises full of blooms and buds, shiny green leaves giving shelter to ladybugs, safe from the menacing beaks of her beloved chickens. I thought those roses would reach the sky. It seemed even the earth knew of her love for flowers. Back by the smokehouse on Twin Branch, the soft ground gave her wild white violets, the first of that kind I had ever seen. Their curious blossoms, like tiny faces, squinting, smiling up from the ground. And rose moss, lime green with soft, succulent leaves, cotton candy-hued flowers bringing life in contrast to the worn, gravelly path to the chicken house. She was a kind and patient woman. Grandma had to be, to have such a beautiful garden in the shadow of a dismal gray frame house set on land that was used up, no longer rich. Dad used to say that Grandpa took better care of his dogs than he did of Grandma. I didn't know what that meant for years until I figured it out. Grandpa would put his coon dogs up in the shed when they went into heat to keep the hounds off of them. Grandma was pregnant 15 times during their lives together, 3 babies stillborn or lost shortly after birth. I realized, with the closeness in age of my uncles, my aunt, and my dad, that Grandma didn't even have time for her body to recover from childbirth until Grandpa was climbing back on top of her. Her breasts, still full of milk for the suckling baby, proved that old wives' tale wrong, that you can't get pregnant while you're nursing. He thought her flowers and the time that she spent tending them were frivolous, a waste. He didn't understand it was the one spot of beauty and joy that she could sustain on no money, no formal education. And her half-grown sons would come home from their jobs in town to carry water and coal and wood so she could keep the fires going, cook up some supper, and keep Grandpa happy until his next outburst or rant. I wondered why she stayed. Why didn't she leave and come live with us or my uncle? But if she left, who would take care of her flowers? Who would pinch back the tips, pull back the weeds, harvest seeds and bulbs for next year's planting?